present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello. Welcome once again to Just a Minute, and once again it's my pleasure to welcome these four delightful and beautiful players of the game, who of course need no introduction to you all here in the audience and the listeners at home. Once again, the rules are as before. I'm going to ask each one of them to speak in turn, if they can, for 60 seconds on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject. And one of the other three may challenge if they think they're guilty of doing this. If I agree with the challenge, they will gain a point. And if I disagree with the challenge, a point will go to whoever is speaking. That's the way we play. And Sheila Hancock, will you begin this round for us? The subject is a nice cup of tea. Would you talk for a minute on that, starting now?
When I was very young, the first song that I remember my mother singing to me was, I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, and a nice cup of tea at night, and at 11:30.
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
Well, your mother was repeating herself.
Well, that's my mother's fault, not mine.
What was she repeating, Derek?
A nice cup of tea.
A nice cup of tea is the actual subject matter. Derek Nimmo, the subject matter on the card is a nice cup of tea.
Never mind.
And we have established in this game that you can repeat the subject matter at least two or three times.
Of course you can.
So, Derek Nimmo, I disagree with your challenge. Don't try and get out of it by telling you you're frightfully magnanimous, because all that happens is Sheila Hancock gains a point. Yes. Because I disagree with your challenge, and if you don't shut up, you'll lose another point. And there are 47 seconds left, Sheila, for a nice cup of tea starting now.
And at 11:30, my idea of heaven is the thing that Derek Nimmo says I mustn't say. No. I like a nice cup of tea first thing when I wake up in the morning, and I give one to my mother and the dog.
Derek, Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
We've repeated mother. Mother started and she's just come back in again.
Yes, that's right. She did. Mother has come back in again.
She raised her ugly head.
But alas, we can't have a repetition of Sheila's mother in this particular show, because she can't say it more than once. I agree with your challenge, Clement. You gain a point. You take over the subject, and there are 25 seconds left for a nice cup of tea starting now.
There are many who think that the nicest of all possible cups of tea is lemon tea served with ice. And this should be sweetened not with sugar, but with a syrup made by using the...
Kenneth Williams, you've
hesitation.
Oh, well.
By using the...
He did hesitate at one point. It's unfair to ask
I admit
you
it.
Yes, I know.
You're a sport. You're a sport.
No, he did hesitate there. Yes. Kenneth, you take the subject over of a nice cup of tea, and there are 8 seconds left starting now.
I am often referred to as a nice cup of tea.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. He was waiting for the audience laughter to die down, which is entirely justified.
Good gracious, it's disobeying what's naturally instinct.
Well, don't share the other natural instincts by stripping at this present moment, Kenneth.
Well, it's a hot. It's a decollete.
I don't know what you feel. But would you keep the nice cup of tea that you've established you already are? Maybe that's why you were stripping. Anyway, there are 2 seconds left for you to carry on with your nice cup of tea.
2 seconds?
2 seconds, that's all.
Hello.
That's all. And he's going to start now.
One for me and one for the pot and put the tea on the
Don, just contain yourself, because I don't want you might have somebody who's never heard the program before and would like to know that that whistle was blown by Ian Messiter, who thought of the game.
Oh, they're not interested in him.
And they would definitely like to know that that whistle says that 60 seconds is up.
Yeah, but tell them who's in the lead.
And I'm sure it's very important that they should know that whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And I'm sure they'd be fascinated to hear that at the end of that first round, Kenneth Williams has a commanding lead.
Oh, a victory, joy.
Keep it up, Kenneth, keep it up. You have a lead of 2 over everybody else.
Oh,
and the next subject could not be more apt. We want you to begin it, Kenneth.
Oh, yeah.
It's sensationalism. Yes, that's shattered you a little, hasn't it? Well, sensationalism, it's almost too difficult to say, isn't it? Sensationalism, 60 seconds, starting now.
This is something which newspapers are famous for. Banner headlines proclaim a sensation, and people rush to buy a copy, finding out what this sensation is about.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Sensation.
Absolutely right. Yes, we must establish what it was. I agree with the challenge, Clement. You gain a point, you take over the subject.
No.
43 seconds left, starting now.
Sensationalism is the tray, T-R-A-I, and the first letter repeated, of using the sort of standing out.
Getting for you, your challenge.
Well, it was hesitation.
It was hesitation, yes. He was showing off T-R-A-I and first letter repeated, and then he paused. Right. Kenneth, you take over the subject, having gained another point. 32 seconds left. Sensationalism starting now.
I know people that like it done to them with feathery fingers.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Deviation.
Yes, but he hasn't deviated from
the... He will if you give him a chance.
Well, Sheila, all I can say is you must give him that chance, because he hasn't deviated from the subject.
We'll be taken off the air if you let him go on, be it on your own head.
Well, it must be on my head then, because I must play the rules, and that is deviation from the subject. He hasn't done that yet, so Kenneth has another point, and there are 28 seconds left for sensationalism starting now.
They like to be tickled. This results in sensationalism. Sensationalism means for its own sake, you see, as opposed to something which is an unexpected surprise apropos of quite another. I've never opened that very quickly.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Well, deviation.
The lot.
The lot.
No, there was deviation. We don't know what you were talking about. Clement Freud has a point. He takes over the subject. 9 seconds left. Sensationalism starting now.
Blindfolded chimpanzee locked in bubble car.
Kenneth and his wife, you challenge.
There is nothing sensational about chimpanzees being blindfolded. I've done it frequently. It's such an everyday occurrence.
Well, all I can say, you should be ashamed of the sensationalism that you are likely to cause by doing it. Clement Freud has another point, and he keeps the subject, and there are 5 seconds left, starting now.
You're Never Alone is a headline which you might frequently...
You'll agree, listeners, that some of the subjects that Ian Messler thinks up are very difficult for me to adjudicate on. I hope I do it fairly. But now, at the end of that round, Clement Freud and Kenneth Holmes are equal in the lead, and Derek and Sheila are trailing more than somewhat. And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin the next round. The subject is pleasure. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
Pleasure is dancing barefoot with Derek Nimmo on the water meadows of Wolverswick. Alternately, the trickle of golden guineas running through the hands into a money bag. Or, to put it another way, coming into my house and finding it unburgled, which permanently lifts my heart and improves my general outlook on this dreary life, which Derek Nimmo knows so well that I lead.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of Derek Nimmo.
Yes,
you very can't well challenged.
But you can't get out of it that way. Derek, I agree with your challenge, a repetition of your name. So you take over the subject of pleasure. There are 32 seconds left, starting now.
Oh, my goodness, I'm such a lucky fellow, because so much gives me pleasure, do you know. When I go on Brighton Beach and I pick up a pebble and I examine it very closely and see the green and blue lights flashing at me, this is a moment for me of absolute and complete happiness. And yet, I have to look only into the eye of a needle, and through it, I see a bead shining on the wall.
Clement Freud, you judge. Hesitation, alas, because it was rather beautiful. And very clever to keep going like that in such a bizarre way. There are 11 seconds left, Clement, for pleasure, starting now.
The inside of an elephant's thigh.
Everybody's challenged, but Kenneth got in first.
That's indecent. I've come here. I've got a city to be alone still. Inside of people's thighs.
So why are you challenging?
And why did she challenge? Look at Sheila, she went white. Who's a fool? The lady on this show, you know. That's the lady over there.
Ken.
That's a lady.
Thank you.
Well, let's establish why you've challenged, then, Kate.
It's indecent inside.
That's not one of the subjects that you've challenged for.
Deviation, of course.
Deviation?
Yeah!
Well, I don't know. It's very difficult for me because to another elephant...
Well, ask them why they...
Another elephant, the inside of an elephant's thigh might be a great pleasure. So shall I ask the audience to judge? Because I think, according to the subject, he's not deviating from the subject, but let you be the final judges of taste. That's how I put it. If you agree with Kenny's challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? Will you all do it together now?
Yes, I think that's definitely my time. Yeah.
They want that element of decency that you bring to the show.
Decency.
Never a moment of suggestiveness or filth or anything
precisely,
like that from you, Kenny. Right.
Exactly.
So you take over the subject of pleasure with 7 seconds left, starting now.
This is always retrospective. It is only when we look back that we realise how lovely it has been.
Well, as Kenneth was speaking when the whistle went, for he gets that extra point. And Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round? And the subject is chips. Can you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
When I'm abroad, the only thing I desire more than anything in the world is a bag of chips. I don't know what it is, but there's something about the smell of salt and vinegar that one misses dearly. I'm not frightfully good at making these objects, however. I am told that you have to have a deep frying pan and plenty of oil. You can cut your potatoes in various shapes, long thin fingers or short round bits.
Kenneth and his wife would chat.
She's being suggestive.
She's not only
in the mind of the beholder.
You've got the quotation wrong in the eye.
You've just got a filthy mind,
yes,
Kenneth.
That's it. And this time, not only did I disagree with you entirely, but you're not going to get the audience on your side by appealing to their sense of decency and good taste.
Oh, don't bother about me. Just kick me as you pass.
I bet he would, actually.
No, Sheila Hancock still has her chips. And she has 34 seconds to continue talking about them, starting now.
Which reminds me that there is a saying that you have had your these things on the card, which means usually that you're finished and done.
Kevin Freud, why are you challenged?
Repetition of these things. She said it 3 times. Would have been better to have said chips.
It would have been better.
At least chips is on the card.
Yes, she actually has said card before. I don't know about these things. She has said these things, yes. It's true. She did it 3 times.
These
yes.
Foolish things.
Yes. We can get away. That's a rather hard challenge, I must say, Clement.
Yes.
A rather hard challenge. But if I play the game fairly, I must give you a point and the subject, and there are 27 seconds left for chips, starting now.
The French have different names to describe chips. The very thick ones are called pomme pour neuf, after which they become frites.
Hesitation.
Indeed.
And affectation as well.
Yeah. And I can only give you 1 point for the hesitation. And you have your chips back again, Sheila, with 15 seconds left, starting now.
They definitely taste better out of newspaper. There's something about the flavour out of newspaper.
Kevin Freud has the subject with that challenge, and there are 5 seconds left for chips, starting now.
Nicely fried to a golden...
Danny Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Is pride allowed? Because he repeated it.
Oh, no.
Yes, of course it is.
Don't say that. Isn't it very loud?
Brilliant.
Pride has been used, so
yes.
You have a point, Derek, and you have the subject for 1 second. Chips starting now.
When the chips are down.
Clement Freud challenged you before the chips were down.
You can't.
Yes, you can, in this particular game. Derek Nimmer has another point. There's half a second left for chips, starting now.
And now they're taking the zero away from me. That makes no difference to them. If money goes into the house, where boots and the war, all go back to people who will be feeding them again.
So, Derek Nimmer, who has been very hurt before, should have changed his tone by now, because he's suddenly got 4 points, but he's still only in third place behind Kenneth Williams, who is behind Clement Freud, who's still in quite a commanding lead. Kenneth, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is Captain Cook. Can you tell us something about him in 60 seconds, starting now?
There are many people with this name, of course. That gives rise to the expression that too many of them spoiled the broth. The one that I think we're dealing with here was the one who in the 18th century vainly tried to find a passage through the Pacific, the Atlantic and Pacific.
Clement Foy, why have you challenged?
I wonder.
With him. Well, I'm kind of locked him out.
If you don't quickly come out of your sense of wonderment.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a slight. Hesitating. Right, Clement Freud has the subject. And there are 40 seconds left for Captain Cook starting now.
When he landed on the north coast of Australia, he did not receive the sort of welcome that.
Derek, never you've challenged.
Yes,
hesitation, I agree, Derek, you have the subject, and there are 32 seconds left for Captain Cook. Cook. Too many cooks we've had. Captain Cook, starting now.
When I joined the Royal Ulster Rifles and went...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation, he didn't.
When did you join them, Derek?
About 14 years ago, come Michaelmas.
I've got to take my life in my hands and say I don't believe you.
Well, I'm sorry.
On your oath, did you join the Ulster Rifles? On your oath, as a good churchman.
No, but
it's
no, not
Oh, in that moment of weakness, I admired you.
He was allowed to join the Royal Ulster Rifles before.
You didn't challenge him for not joining them. All right, so Clement Freud has another point.
Oh,
Andrew,
that is very interesting.
28 seconds left for the Royal Ulster Rifle. No, it's not for that. 28 seconds left for Captain Cook, starting now. And Derek Nimmo's challenge this time.
Well, he's all packed up. Hesitation.
Yes, he is.
Look at me.
I did say it.
I'm sorry.
You were having a little game with your friends.
No, I did nothing to interrupt at all. No, no.
That is a Highland accent. It is not an Ulster accent. It is not even an Irish accent.
But he was supposed to talk about Captain Cook. Well, I was just looking at him and he failed to come in.
Well, stop playing with him and let us go on playing. Derek Nimmo has gained a point. Because Clement Freud not only didn't hesitate, he actually packed up.
Uh-huh.
And you have the subject of Captain Cook. I think we're still on Captain Cook, aren't we? Anybody in the audience still remember? Got Captain Cook, Derek Nimmo, 27 seconds starting now.
When I was in His Majesty's Intelligence Corps, we had nearby a unit of the Army catering thing. And
Chinda Hancock, why do you try?
Hesitation.
Right, Sheila Hancock has a point, and there were 16 seconds left for Captain Cook, starting now.
He was a dear old man that I used to meet on the beach at Shanklin. I used to collect shells, and Derek Nimmo's tickling me. Now, that's not fair.
Clement Freud challenged there.
Deviation.
Why?
Derek Nimmo tickling. Well, Captain Cook.
I must say, she might have been on the beach. She might have been on the beach with this Captain Cook, and Derek Nimmo might have come up and tickled her for all I know. So therefore, Sheila Hancock has another point, and there are 7 seconds.
On my oath, I did tickle her on the beach at Shanklin.
There are seven. I'm
not
going to go any further.
Only on the beach at Shanklin.
We are not going any further. We're trying to keep an element of taste in this program, and there are 7 seconds left for Captain Cook, starting now.
And this gentleman and I used to collect seashells out of which we made ashtrays.
Again, to his wife, you challenge.
Deviation, this has nothing to do with Captain Cook.
He was called Captain Cook and he lived in Shanklin. It's another Captain Cook.
This is it, you see. Obviously, you think of the Captain Cook, but Sheila does know another Captain Cook who apparently lives in Shanklin. And if he doesn't, you better write to us and tell us. Otherwise, it'll all be too late anyway. So Sheila has another point. There are 2 seconds left. Captain Cook, starting now.
He had a wooden leg that was...
So, as Sheila was speaking then when the whistle went, she gains an extra point.
It's an absolute lie. I have to confess, there wasn't a Captain Cook who lived in Shanklin.
I'm sorry, Sheila. You must
just
not
me.
Do this after you have just gained
so
many points.
I couldn't live with it, Nicholas.
Anyway, you weren't deviating from the subject.
Well, I have to cheat.
I'm glad your conscience got better out of here.
No,
I'm glad your conscience got better out of here. I'm glad you're the home with me. I like to hear that kind of thing. Very good. Very good for all. Very good. Very sanitary.
And that, listeners, was Kenneth Williams giving his impersonation of Clement Freud. the end of that round, Sheila had leapt forward alongside Kenneth Williams, though she's the other side of the room, into third place, who are 1 point now together behind Derek Nimmo, who is a few points behind our leader, who is still Cameron Freud. And Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is bridge. Will you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
Well, this is a game that was invented by the Ruskies, in which rather curious display takes place. Somebody has to reveal their hand, and the chap opposite him, partnering him, plays it for him. It also, of course, can be a crossing place over a river, and these I like very much. My favourite ones are the one over the River Wear, which was immortalised in so many pieces of Sunderland.
Clement Freud, why do you count?
Hesitate.
Yes, there was a hesitation.
Immortalised in so many pieces. How can you be immortalised in so many pieces of Sunderland?
I haven't come on! I haven't finished!
How can you be immortalised in more than one piece anyway?
Why
didn't you challenge him for it? If you'll just keep quiet a second, Kenneth. Thank you very much. All that happened, if you're still with just a minute, was that Clement Freud challenged for hesitation. I agreed. He gains a point and the subject. And there are 33 seconds left for bridge, starting now.
Spanning the River Thames, going east, you first come to Hampton, then Richmond.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, you don't, deviation. You don't first come to it unless you're coming from a certain direction. And if he didn't say it appears, which direction you're coming from, the whole statement is actually untrue.
Actually, what a funny way you have of establishing he was being genius. Yes, that's a very good challenge.
A point of fairness. Clement Freud did say he was coming from the east. And it was established quite early on in the west.
From
Hampton.
But if you're coming from the east...
No, I was going east.
You're going west, mate, if you're not.
But you did not establish where you start from, and the first bridge you see is Hampton, then you are in deviation on the subject, because you might have been miles up the Thames.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So, Kenneth Williams has a point, and he takes over the subject, Kenneth.
What is the subject?
Hampton, actually.
You're in. And there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
The most famous bridge, I suppose, in the world is that incredible Sydney one, the cantilever principle on which it is built.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
On which it is built. It's actually built.
I don't think built, you know, no. It's not quite fair. It's trying too hard, Clement. Kenneth has another point, and he keeps the bridge, and 14 seconds left, starting now.
And there's another enchanting one in St. James's Park, which spans the lake. Mr. Stan in the centre.
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Repetition of span.
Yes, the other one spanned at Sydney Harbour. So you've spanned twice.
You're not mean. I picked you up on a daft thing like that.
Well, you
mean... They mean.
I don't think that was mean. I think it was rather good. He was listening. So Derek gets a point and the subject, and there are 8 seconds left for bridge, starting now.
It's very important to have one of these in your mouth. Otherwise, you talk like Kenneth Williams. I'm going to have a new one. I'm going to have a new one.
Clement Freud challenged you, Derek. Why do you challenge him?
Repetition.
Of what? I will decide that the audience applause means that they agree with your challenge. I will not interpret on that one. And there are 3 seconds left for you, Clement, on bridge, starting now.
Going west from London Bridge.
Derek Nimmo has challenged. Why?
Repetition of points of the compass.
He was going east before.
Yes, I know. Repetition of points of the compass. And south and north, when he gets to those, I'll challenge as well.
But he did not repeat the word, and this is usually the way. That's the type of repetition we give points on. So, Clement has another point, Bandy, and still the subject of bridge, and 1 second to go, starting now.
Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of thought, he could pass by... The sight so touching in its majesty.
Well, I'm afraid...
The city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. Silent, bare ships,
You won without having to rub it in. I'm afraid that is all we have time for in this particular edition of Just a Minute. I'm sure you'll be delighted to know that almost equal in second place were Derek Nimmo, Kenneth Williams and Sheila Hancock. And they were all a considerable way, in fact, twice as many points ahead, was this week's winner, Clement Freud. We hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute, and from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.